Yeah, what's your turtle story?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe you've got a story about the character from Entourage, you know?
Maybe you've got a story as simple as this one. Beth, Nick Justucco on Instagram.
What'd she say?
I accidentally hit one in my boat and it broke my boat.
Oh, they do. They're hard shells, the exterior of a turtle.
That's a hell of a turtle story.
Yeah, that's a hell of a turtle story.
What has sparked this, though, is a local man named Patrick. He was just going for a drive.
Patrick.
He spotted a turtle trying to cross the road. He's like, whoa, little buddy.
I'm going to be a good Samaritan.
Let me help you out. Gets out of his car, picks up the turtle. Takes the turtle home, Googles the turtle, red-eared slider turtle, pest in this country, actually illegal to own, breed, import, because they, like, fight with our native guys for land and habitat and stuff, but also they carry diseases.
Yeah.
I've just Googled, they carry salmonella.
Oh, God. We've got salmonella in the community.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Patrick.
And they're from the States, so like, they'll walk past our turtles and be like, what you looking at?
Imagine being a turtle. You come home, and then you infect your lady, and you got to go, I've been hanging out with my new mate from North America.
Yeah, didn't realize.
He's given me salmonella. Now I've given it to my miso.
Yeah.
She's probably going to give it to the kids. Oh, it's going to be a whole thing.
The family's going
to
have it.
The whole family's going to have it. Yeah. We can't see anyone. Turtles have to quarantine.
Patrick, if you're listening, you shame on you, sir.
No, Patrick Gore's all right.
Yeah.
At least he found it out. Because now they're scouring the area for any more of these little buggers.
That's true. Oh,
Just send them back to North America, you know?
So we're asking for your turtle stories.
Turtle stories, please.
Nicole in Fern Bay, what's your turtle story?
I actually had a red-eared slider turtle.
What? Illegal.
I know. I don't tell anyone. But, I had him.
Good cover.
I had him since he was a baby, so he was the size of a penny, and he grew very quickly to be like a dinner plate size.
Yeah, they do that, don't they? They really adjust.
Yeah. He had the best personality. He sat next to a bird, so he was very interested in the bird. But he would get out of the tank and just run around. And when we had people over, he was our party trick. So he'd latch onto everyone's noses and you know. But so to hear he could have had salmonella is quite funny.
Yeah, I'll tell everyone at that party.
Give all your host salmonella.
Yeah, just get a dead old wipe on the nose. Me old turtle made.
Salmonella. I had to give him up because I moved, but I gave him to a friend that was a vet, so I'm not sure what happened. That was a long time ago, but his name was Jack, and he was pretty cool, but I knew that he was a pet.
Well, you've broken two laws there, so well done, Nicole. Not only did you own one, but you also traded it.
I think we traded ours too. We traded Boris. I think.
What has become of Boris?
We gave it to our cousin. Our cousin gave it to someone else. So Boris is just kicking somewhere with some family now.
I wonder what the life is. I mean, turtles live for like 100 years,
don't they? I'll text my cousin,
What's became of Boris?
Yes.
Renee is in Gilliston Heights. Hi, Renee.
Hi, how's it going?
Great, thanks. What's your turtle story?
Oh, we were in Hawaii for a holiday and we went for a tour guide tour with swimming with the turtles, and the tour guides was like, don't touch them, it can really harm them, you could get in a lot of trouble if you do, you get fined and all this and that. My son was 8-year-old at the time, and he's snorkeling, having the time with his life, and this turtle's come cruising off on a wave and crashed into him, and he just burst out in tears, crying, going, Mom, I'm going to go in jail, don't tell Mario.
I touched the turtle.
And the Mario tall guy come up, he's like, little dude, it's all good. If they come and crash into you, it's fair game.
Surf's up in Hawaii. Little dude, the surfing turtle, man.
That's right. Yeah.
Also, lifespan of the red-eared slider, 20 years.
20. Okay. Give me some fin. Noggin. Dude. Finding Nemo, very good.
Selena and Kitchener on 13 10 60. What's your turtle story, Selena?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Great, well, Selena.
Thanks. It's Friday. We're talking about turtles. I mean, how else could we be?
How could we be better?
Well, I totally agree. But I was driving along one day with my husband just recently, and I heard a da-dunk, and I went, "What was that?" And he goes, "Turtle."
He just knows.
Idiot.
I said, why didn't you tow around it? I was going off my chops. So he was in big trouble.
Good. I'm glad you put him in his place. He squished a turtle.
Yep. I was like, you didn't even give the poor guy a chance.
Beth's story, she crashed into a turtle in a boat and it broke the boat.
Yeah.
Could a turtle survive a car run over?
I don't know. The shells are pretty hard.
They're hard, but let's not find out.
Yeah, let's not know. Anyway, thanks, Selena.
Thanks, Selena.
Very good. Bree's in Fletcher. Bree, what's your...
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very good. What's your turtle story, Bree?
So I went to Dubbo Zoo a few years ago, and we're walking around, and all of a sudden we could hear this. every like maybe 5 minutes, really, really loud, like screaming. And I was like, oh,
like sort of like this, like.
It was like that, yeah. But about 50 pounds louder.
Okay. Louder, yeah.
It was like really loud and painful sounding. And then we went up to the tortoise cage, like the really big giant tortoises that are like a meter or so long.
Yeah.
And we kind of just stood there, and then we realized after a few minutes that they were actually like having intercourse, but because of how slow they are, it takes like 5 minutes to like penetrate.
Hey, Cree, that's not just slow. That's a proper lover, you know what I'm saying? That's a man who knows.
He's just taking his time.
It's not a sprint.
It was like a 5 minutes in, 5 minutes out. So I probably would do it for quite a few hours.
Just this. Imagine this for a few hours.
Enclosure or something.
Yeah.
Like someone's in trouble. What's happening?
The giraffes wishing their necks weren't so long. How do I look away from this?
What do the zookeepers say, Bree? They're like, oh, they're just making love. Don't disregard
them.
They're
like, oh, you can watch, but it'll probably go on for a while because they're trying to do the tortoise feeding.
Oh, my God, it's a bit of a kink. Maybe the tortoises get off on that.
Yeah.
We've got an audience now. Here we go, Betsy.
For Amsterdam turtles.
A little bit of red light switches on. We're about to get going.